This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Ask the Gemara, V'hashta du'ukim lo aregel. Now that we have said that v'shilach refers to regel, shein deloy mechal yokarno minalon, where do we know from the din of shein deloy mechal yokarno? That's very good. You wanted to say that if we only had uvir, I would have thought that that means mechal yokarno. Where would I have known from that even loy mechal yokarno is chayev? That I'd learned from v'shilach. That's why I would have needed both had we decided that both v'shilach and uvir were on shein. But we don't decide that. We come to the conclusion that v'shilach is regel and only uvir is shein. So the mice at the end, you still only have one for shein. Which one, uvir? So where from do you know the din of shein de loy mechal yokarno? Answers the Gemara, dumya de regel. We have a hekesh from regel. Since they're both in the same posuk, we makish shein to regel. Ma regel loy shana mechal yokarno veloy shana loy mechal yokarno. Just as regel, it makes no difference whether it's mechal yokarno or not. How do we know that? Because v'shilach is used. Af shein loy shana mechal yokarno veloy shana loy mechal yokarno. Even shein, where I might have thought there is good reason to be mechalik between mechal yokarno and lo mechal yokarno. You remember I showed you the sma inside and the ma'ashor, the way we answered the ma'ashor, that there's a difference between shein and regel. That in shein there's like a swara to be mechalik between mechal yokarno and lo mechal yokarno. Nevertheless, since it's mentioned in the same posuk as regel, we give it the same halachas as regel, and even shein de lo mechal yokarno is chayav. Says Rashi, ma regel loishna, toho loy kesiv be uvir. Since uvir is not stated in the case of regel, and only v'shilach is given, we must say that it's lav davka mechal yokarno, even loy mechal yokarno. In other words, Rashi l'shitosoi, that it's the introduction of the term uvir which raises the whole possibility of being mechalik between mechal yokarno and loy mechal yokarno. But v'shilach alone, there's no reason to be mechalik between mechal yokarno and loy mechal yokarno. Says Tosfos, do me the regel. V'im toimer v'neime ipche. Let's say if I cared, it's true that you've got a hekesh. What does the hekesh say? Uvir is used for shein, and v'shilach is used for regel. Uvir implies mechal yokarno, and v'shilach implies even loy mechal yokarno. The question is, which one are we going to learn from which? So let's say if I cared. The whole the makshin and the chumra, you'll say that we've got to go the chumra. What are we going to say? Either we're going to say both must be governed by uvir, and both apply only where there's mechal yokarno, or both are governed by v'shilach and they apply even where there's loy mechal yokarno. Which is more chomer? To be makish shein to regel or regel to shein? Which is more chomer? Which is more chomer? To give shein the din of regel or regel the din of shein?
No. If you give shein the din of regel, you end up whether it was total destruction or partial destruction.
So which is the chumra?
That's the chumra.
So to be maki shein the regel is the chumra. So says Tosfos, the whole the makshi and the chumra. You want to go the chumra? Hani mili bi yisura. When do you go the chumra? Where you've got an alternative equal reason on both ways. When do you go l'chumra? In Yisuri, go l'chumra. Aval moina can't l'chumra, and it comes to learning equally either side. Go l'kula. That's Tosfos' kashi. What happens if you make a shein to regel? Then what are we governing it by? What are we governing them both by? V'shilach. What does v'shilach teach us? That even lo mechal yokarno. So even lo mechal yokarno. And if we would be makish regel to shein, then we would be governed by uvir. What would that teach? So which is more chomer? Why?
Because
so why is that more chomer?
Because
there you would think to say potter, it would become a chai.
That even if it's lo mechal yekarna, you still chay. That's the chumra. Okay. The Omer Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam answers, the mido hi batoiro. Is Rabbeinu Tam yisoid in hekesh that whenever you're using a hekesh, loishna be isura veloishna be mamayno. It makes no difference whether you're dealing with isur or with mamim. Always match the chumra. That's a mido in the Torah. Rabbeinu Tam learns from this. That's a halacha in Hekish. But we need to remember that when one is makish, one is always makish l'chumna. You can be makish A to B or B to A. You'll always do it the more chomer way.
Is this
al-sofik? No, not al-sofik. That's part of the midah of Hekish. No, then that's his kasha. Then it should be the kula. Because with mom and sofik, mom and l'kula. Even in Doraisas.
No, maybe that's what he's saying.
No, it's a Gemara. Sofik, mom and l'kula, there's no... That's the base of his kasha. So he answers it's not al sofik. That's a midah behekish. There's no sofik. The way you do a hekish is lechumra. It's not because you don't know what to do. That's the rule of hekish. There's Sofik Mamoina Lakula, there are many statements like that, which is the basis of Tosfos Iskari. It's always the Kula le Nitan. From whom it is being claimed always has the Kula. That's how Tosfos learns. Now, the Rashbox is a Kasha, but on a previous Gemara. Rashbo's kasha is on the Tosfos of the previous Omud of Aval b'mechuberes Eima Kulam Wedesi. Okay, do you remember that? The Rashbo asks it on the kasha of Tosfos on the Aval b'mechuberes Eima Kulam Wedesi, where we've got the same kind of question. That means, if the Torah is talking about Tulusha, so Tulusha, what will be with mechuberes? We don't know what will be with mechuberes. Is Mechuberes the same as Tulusha? Isn't it the same as Tulusha? So, Misofek, what should we do? Lekula, and then what should it be? It should be either Chatzinezek Betam, or the Rashba Asmo, Potter together. There be Potter. You don't know whether it is. You don't know what it is. You don't know where it fits. If you have no source, you don't know what it be Potter altogether, says the Rashba. What's the illogicality? If there is such a word.
Yeah, there's an animal that has something in its mouth, and it calls, and you give it a certain din and tum, and it does it more than three times, as opposed to its normal horns, which it's much more likely to use.
Which is more reason to be mechayev? Can be.
Yes.
Lavdavka. You can say it's its normal thing. That's not. That's
how
it is.
It's a normal thing that it's a moed. That's what we just keep saying.
Let's get the Rashbo inside. He asked the Rashbo, Kashili. I have the following Kashi. Adarabo. On the contrary, Ema Kulo Tamohi Lashonim Chatzinezik Bilchud. The Chola Fukimamoina Kulo Lotavea Vachumra Lenitba. He says, Taka, you're right. He says, let it all be a Tam. That says the Rashbo. I would like you to learn this Rashbo, by the way. There are two important Yesoidas in it. It's the Rashbo and Avam Mechuberes Eima Kulam Wedesi. This is the one, the Yesoid that we're doing now. And he has another Yesoid in Ein Onshin Min Adin with Bo. It's an important Rashbo, and I'll go over it at the next year if you've had a chance to learn it through. So that's his Kasha. Adarabba Eima Kulo Tamuhi Lashonim Chatzinezik Bilichud Decholla Afuki Mamoino. Whenever it's a matter of taking the principle of kula l'toveya v'chumru l'nitva, that we take the din which is lighter for the claimant, in other words, which enables him to claim least, and chumru l'nitva, which will result here in the din of at best chatzi nezik. That's what he asks. If you don't know what din to give it tam. Now, interesting, Tosfos doesn't ask this way. Because Tosfos holds, the Tosfos' whole limit is, what is so where is this whole thing learnt out of? If it's going to be learnt out of Tulusha, then you can't give it any more Chomer than Tulusha. You can only give it as much as there is in Tulusha itself. It's true that if you were learning it out of a Me'atzad, it would be in order. But according to the Mandom of Palgadidis Kekanasa, you can't learn it from a Me'atzad. The Rashbo is asking stronger than that. He's saying, even according to the Mandom of Palgadidis Kekanasa, if you're in any kind of Sophic as to what is intended by the Torah, surely one should go Lekula. Yeshloima answers the Rashbo, the Adarab, not on the contrary. The Nazikin, in the cases of Nazikin, this is now you saw it for our whole Masechta, Sveke did who Sofek in Nazikin Lahachme. We've got to go to Chumre. Why? Even Lahitzi Momen. Why? Ke Isurin. Because this is like Isur. So he says, this is not like Moetzi Mechaber or Olavaraya. That's just in Momenus. But where there's Nazikin, then you've got to treat it like we treat Isurin. And a Sofik has to be given the Chumra. Standard Momenus is a loan. I claim you borrowed money from me. You say you didn't. Moetzi Mechaber or Olavaraya. You didn't damage me. It's just an argument in Tainus. That would be, I say, that we had a contract and you didn't perform according to the contract. You claim that you did.
How do you equate?
Oh, that's a good question. What does he mean by Sveki Didu Lahachmir Ki Isurim? But the first thing I want you to appreciate is that this is not the same answer as Tosfos. It's very different to Tosfos. Tosfos says, Midohi Batoiro, that's a Midah in Hekesh. Mashma, that without that Midah, Taka, we would have gone Lekulim. So Tosfos holds that in Nezikin we follow the din of Momenus, that Nezikin is like any other Momen, and the Sofik is Lekula. It's just a Hekesh, but that's a different principle. The Rashbo says no, that in the case of Nezikin, the Sofik, the Zikin isn't Kemomenus at all, it follows the din of Isurin. Now I want to learn with you, we don't know enough yet, just hang on a bit. Now I want to learn with you a piece of some Sefer, which I think he mentions in the notes at the bottom. Right. So what, one upside down, you're from the other, you mean?
Two sections, yeah.
Okay, so just have a look. These are two different sforim you've got in these columns. The left hand column is the. Doesn't work like it, depends which one you hold up. The column that starts. That says She'elis on top of it. That's the Chassam Sofer. And it's from Yerodea Simon Reish Mem Aleph. And we're looking at that marked paragraph. There's a faint pencil mark you'll see from my sefer on the Omnam ben Ezekiel. Omnam ben Ezekiel milte achrisehi. But in Ezekiel, it's a different concept altogether. He's going on in the tshuva earlier about the whole question of handling certain sofek and momenus. And he says, but Ezekiel is a different story altogether. The Ikar Inyan Nezikim. Because the basic principle of Nezikim, you can already see from these words that we're going to get something very exciting from the Chassam Sefer. The main principle of Nezikim, He Geder Lemitzvahs Aseh, is a Geder. You're paying as a Geder in order to ensure the observance of a Mitzvahs Aseh. That's why you have to pay when you damage somebody. So the payment is like a kind of a punishment. What is the mitzvah's asay? Ushmartim me'id l'nafshis seichem. You shall guard yourselves very carefully, so you're not allowed to damage yourself. So kol shechein, you're not allowed to damage somebody else. That's a mitzvah's asay. Looking after your own health also means looking after somebody else's health. So that means that if one smokes a cigarette and there are other people present in the room, one's over two mitzvahs asses. Shmatim and nafshesechem legabi yourself and legabi other people's. Kol shchein, if you were to look after yourself, kol shchein, you were to look after other people's health. Not allowed to damage other people's health. Ve'al tam u'idal dam reyacho. And you shall not be responsible for the blood of your friend. That's why we've got to build a marke on your roof and everything. You see from these mitzvahs asay that a person has to ensure the preservation of the well-being of others. Sorry, Dad? Al time with Adam Reich, but it's part of the mitzvah's assay of Micah, I think it is. It's a lav anitach li'assay, I think it is. Uchtiv v'hoyo alech odomim, and you will be responsible for the blood of the others. En maseches moir kotten daf hei amud aleph. You'll see from there, if you look at that Gemara there, it's amazing. It's in one line of Gemara. What a yesoid the Chasam Sofer extracts from that piece of Gemara, which normally one would learn through and not even notice what the Gemara means there. But the Chasam Sofer extracts from that Gemara in Moed Koton a Yisoid that there's a mitzvah's assay not to damage anybody else. It doesn't say anywhere else thou shalt not damage anybody. It doesn't say that. But there's a mitzvah to take steps not to cause other people harm. V'shi'er HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chokhmosor, and the Ribbono Shel Olam estimated in his wisdom, She'im yischayev hatam kach va'amurat kach, that if a tam will be chayev in such and such a way, and a mu'ad in such and such a way, u'boir kach, v'regel kach, and boir would be in such and such a way, and regel in such and such a way, u'chadoyme, beze nigdar hadova. The Ribbono Shel Olam estimated that with these chiyuvim, the matter will be nigdar. Is there a good word for this nigdar? The good English word, the matter will be, no, it's not defined, it will be protected. This halacha will be protected. V'chol echod yishmo nezokov, and people will take care to be shomer, the nezokim. Oh, so this is a whole new angle on nezikim. That the source of nezikim is a chiyuv not to damage other people. The reason that I have to pay is not because my ox damaged. My ox damaged, my ox must pay. It's not what's it going to do with me. The reason that I have to pay is because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to exercise due care to ensure that my society is not damaged by anything under my influence. V'im anu mesupokim im kerim mechuber dailoi be. B'shmiras tam, or b'shmiras muad. And if we are in doubt where the keren mechuber, for example, he's talking now on our very Gemara, it needs the shmira of a tam or the shmira of a muad. There are different levels of shmira, he now says, since the Torah gives different gedorim and says, if a tam, you can work it out very easily. If imagine if the law was that if you go through a red robot during daylight hours, you'll get a fine of 500 rand. If you go through a red robot after 11 o'clock at night and before 5 o'clock in the morning, you'll get a fine of 20 rand. So of course people will more easily go through a red robot at night than in the daytime, since the consequences are less. That means the law is obligating them less. It means the law is recognizing them, it's less severe. If you want to pay the 20 rand kind of thing, well, it's okay, but we're not imposing the normal fine. So here too, if the Torah says, look, for a time you only have to pay chatzi nezik, so look after the time fairly well, you don't want to throw money out, but look, but amuad, you pay nezik sholem, amuad, you want to look after very well. That's a lot of money involved. So if we're now in doubt as to what shmiro we need, because that's the essence now. The purpose of the fine, of the payment, is to ensure shmiro. So where the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us bigger payments, it's because he wants better shmira. And if we now are not sure how we're meant to be shomer our ox with a mechuber, sfeik lahachmir. That has to be a sofik lahachmir. Because the sofik is a sofik in shmira, not a sofik in tashlumi. Do you see what the Chasam Sofer has done? What we're arguing about is not how much to pay. We're arguing about is how to look after it. How careful do I have to be to prevent my shoyer damaging somebody else? Memela, there will be a different level of payment. But that's not my sofik. It's not the payment which is my sofik. It's the level of shmira which the Torah obligates me, which is my sofik. V'chein kol ma she'anu mesupokim b'chavonus hakro. And likewise, any doubts we have in the intention of the posuk in the sugi of Nezikin, tzrichim lahachmir mesofik yisure. One has to be machmir b'sofik yisure. And so with that, the Chassam Sofer answers our Tosfos' kasha as well. We've got a sofik, what the posuk means. Does the posuk mean mechalya karna or lo mechalya karna? So even if leaving aside the midoy hi batoiro, leave aside that midoy batoiro which nobody's ever heard of before Rabbein Tam came along, leaving that aside, says the Chassam Sofer, you still have to go lechumra. Why? Because what you're questioning is, does a show need Shmiro for Mechalia, only for Mechalia Kano, or even for Lo Mechalia Kano? It's a different level of Shmiro. Omnam Shuv, Kol Sofek Shenoyled Acharkach. Every Sofek which results afterwards. Ima Yoamaise Kach Oikach. It's not a question of Shmiro, it's been done already. My ox damaged. I don't know whether he was a Muad or he was a Tam. Let's say something like that. Or I don't know whether. Then it's momentous again. Then we follow the principle of kula nitba. Kechol sofik mamoina. Afagav the isbe isura. Even though there is a tzad isur, came directly. Ve'asishapir divrei harashbo anal bezras Hashem. And now we understand the principle of the Rashbo. A number of achronim that are mefalpel a lot on this Rashbo, and I think that they haven't seen the Chassam Sofer. They find the Rashbo very difficult. The Rashbo says in Ezekiel we have to go to Chumra, and they all ask that. There are many cases we'll see in the Gemara, many places in the Masechta we're going to come across where we don't go to Chumra. And what is the gedir? When yes to Chumra, when not to Chumra? This little Chassam Sofer just settles it easily by saying that there's a principle of, if you go to the essence of the purpose of Ezekiel, the purpose is to ensure Shmira, so that we will not be over the mitzvah saseh of Shmati Ma'id and Nafshu Seichim, and so on.
And that's going to have a Kal V'Chomer.
What Kal V'Chomer?
On yourself.
Yes, Kol Shechein, other people, that's that piece of Rashbo. So what will Tosfos hold? Why doesn't Tosfos satisfy himself with this answer? Tosfos holds that if it were not for the Midah Hi Batoira, we would go L'Chumra, we would go L'Kula. So what does he hold? So what will he learn? How will Tosfos understand it? This is Lomdus, isn't this? This is Chassam Sofer, that's Lomdus. You go down to the essence of the thing, and with that you're Mevarer Rashita and the Rishonim. Oh, he'd have to say Nezikin has got nothing to it. And there's a mitzvah that says that you've got to look after yourself, and if you have any doubts about that, you've got to look after other people, there you'll go L'chumra. But that's got nothing to do with say the Nezikin. Nezikin is compensation. That's the question. What is Nezikin? Is Nezikin compensation because my animal damaged you, and it's as if I damaged you? Or is Nezikin prevention? Is Nezikin, what would you call it in legal terms? Is Nezikin a fine, a class kind of, a punishment imposed by the Torah to ensure correct protection of your animals?
Deterrent.
A deterrent. That's right. Is it a deterrent or is it a compensation? If it's compensation, then it follows the normal principles of Sofek Mamone Lekula. Then it's a normal claim between two parties. Did you or didn't you? But if it's a deterrent, then it's the Menodim Lamakum already. This is already a question of Isu.
Surely the Gemara asks the question somewhere and can be solved when the Mishnah says, Ushmirosan Alecha. That's exactly the point. Because if the Gemara must go into that as part of.
And what was the Gius in the Rif?
Ushmirosan Umamoncha Alecha.
Two Giuses in the Mishnah. Is it just because Shmiroson Alecho? Is it always because it's Mamoincho? Shmiroson Alecho means you were supposed to look after it. That's what the Torah wanted. Mamincha means it's because it's yours. That's why you have to look after it, because it's yours. Not because the Torah says you shall look after it because you mustn't bring damage to other people. What is the source of the responsibility? The Torah's desire that you're shomer, or the fact that it's your money? Yeah, that's a big tumor in the Gemara. It's not so simple to bring rice on the Gemara. So now it comes out to Machlokes Rashbo and Tosfos. Now it comes out that's a Machlokes Rashbo and Tosfos. Does the Rashbo have any a Girsa at all in the Mishnah? He does talk about it. I think he doesn't say Amma Mincha. The Rashbo brings the Girsa with Amma Mincha, but he wants to remove it because of Odom. Yeah. Yeah, but they get out of it. There are a few Rashbos that we'll have to look at, Taka, but that will come into. That's the Chassam Sofer. Now, I also photostated for you there a piece of Evan Ozel. The Evan Ozel is Rabbi Zalman. We've got Rabbi Zalman here. This is Rabbi Zalman here, third from the right. That's the Evan Ozel. Rabbi Zalman was Nifter, probably says there when he was Nifter, only a short time ago, does it say? No, it doesn't. He was Nifter, I suppose, less than 30 years ago. And he says the following. We need a few lines of it. Because he summarizes a big hakira in all the achronim. V'hine yadua hachakiro. And the analysis is well known. Now that's a quote in Yudalad. Im chiyuv nezikin hu mitzad shahatoiro heitilo din shmiro al habaylim. Is the chiyuv nezikin a result of the Torah's casting a chiyuv shmira on the owner? Umechuyovim ba'ad chisorun shmirosum. And why are you chayev? Because you didn't guard. That's why. The Torah says, I want you to look after your ox, because the shmarat emod l'nam shaseichim. And if you didn't, you'll be chayev. Oy, dehabaylim mechuyovim l'sholem kishemamayinam hizik. All this just stands, it's a fact. Your money damages, you must compensate. What? How are you going to... So why are you potter if there was shmira? That's the big kasha. If I say that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to guard my ox, and if I didn't, I have to pay, then I can understand why if I do guard it, I don't have to pay. But if the principle is your money damaged, you must compensate, who cares whether you were shomer or not? That's not the issue. Then you've got to say, Ushmiro hi ptur, shepotro hatoyle labayle mishum oynes. Then I have to learn that if there was shmiro, I can claim oynes. I did my best, what can I do? That's the two possibilities. Kivan sheshomro karoy, I did what I'm supposed to do. That's the hakira and achroinim. That's the chiddush of an additional knas, yeah. The chiddush of an additional knas. That it's not quite. The Torah even there wants you to do a little bit more than you might consider normal, to emphasize the importance of protecting other people's property. I was discussing this Taka Techasna the other evening. It was very nice. We were sitting at the table of wonderful Talmidei Chachomim. And one of them said to me that there's been a movement in law. The lawyers can tell me if that's right or not. He says that it used to be that culpability used to be an issue in tort, but no longer so. And he claimed that the reason was because of insurance. He says the courts in England found that they were spending enormous amounts of time trying to clarify whether there was Shmira or there wasn't Shmira, whether it was Karoi or it wasn't Karoi. And then when it came to a point where in any case everything was being insured, and companies were saying at the end of the day the customer's paying for it in any event, we just put on our insurance and the customer pays, the courts found an easy way out. They removed the issue of culpability, and you've just got, I don't know what it's called in law, the strict law. Yeah, if you get onto a bus and you break your leg over whatever it is, it makes no difference how careful they were. If it was on their bus, they're culpable and the insurance company has to pay you out. And that's the tendency in modern law, and that way it avoids all need to go into it. That's there. And he claimed, this Rosh Yeshiva claimed, this is one of the new generation of Rosh Yeshiva, a very, very fine person. He wasn't sitting at the table of Rosh Yeshiva, is interesting. Yeah. And he claimed that issue, the culpability is an issue or not, he claimed is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and the Rashi goes like Rashi, and I didn't have a chance to reason it all the way through with him, but it seems that that's very much the way we're coming out here. It is a machlokes, we're coming out also with this machlokes. This chakira here, let's see, what is this chakira? One chakira is, you've got to be, that if you've been shomer, the lack of shmiro, or the existence of shmiro, is a p'tura voinus. Really, you're chayev. Why are you chayev? Not because you did anything wrong. You're chayev because your money caused the damage. What did you call it again? Unlimited. Strict liability. That's it. Your money caused the damage. It doesn't matter who was responsible. The only thing is, there is such a thing as oinus. I did my best to avoid it. I did everything I could to avoid it. Oinus? No. Okay. There's a p'tur. Or the other way, we'll say, no, your money damages, you're potter altogether. There's no chiyuv because your money damaged. It wasn't you, that's when the shemaim, it wasn't you. Elamai, the Torah wants you to be trained in taking care of other people's well-being. And therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us a chiyuv to protect other people, not only from our own actions, but also from the actions of our property. Because it wants to train a certain nobility and caring in human beings. And therefore, if you were shomer, you've done what you're supposed to, as a human being, morally and ethically, you've done what you're supposed to do, so there is no purpose in payment. Those are the two stories. And I don't think that Rabbi Zalman goes into this Rashbo at all, but that I want to learn is the Machlokes, Rashbo and Tosfos. Tosfos, Rashbo learns like the Chassam Sofer, which is the first side of the Chakira. This is all an ethical thing. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to be shomer. That's what he wants. And the money is a consequence of that chiyuv. The chiyuv is a chiyuv shmiro. Therefore, says Tosfos, therefore says the Rashbo, Sfeikas, when it comes to this, we're dealing with Isurim, we're not dealing with Mominus. Tosfos says, no. There's no moral and ethical thing here at all. It's just a question of your money caused damage. You must compensate the person who suffered the damage. If you were shomer, then you're potter because you were anoinus. But if it's normal dinim Mominus, then a Sophic Mominus laheka. And it comes out of the machlokes. Rashi and Tosfos and Rashbo. How does Rashi fit into it, and how does the Shita of Tosfos we learn says that what is the Goreim and the Chiyuv? The Tzad HaShove. What's the Tzad HaShove? What's the Tzad HaShove there? Mamoincha, we'll have to learn. Mamoincha Nushmiros, it's your money. That's what your money caused the damage. That's how we'll have to learn. That's what's mechayev. According to Rashi, we learned it's a gzeres akosa, because Rashi was willing to say that tulusha, that mechuberes, although it's mamoincha for sure, and shmiros alech and all the rest of it, but Rashi was willing to say that it's potter altogether. That mechuberes could be potter, let's take right at the beginning, that a case of a toldo which is lav kiyotze boy could be potter altogether. What is the Tolda Lav Kiyotze? It's Mamoincho, it's yours, all the rest of it, all the qualities are there, but it doesn't fit into the Gzeiras HaKosuv. So we wanted to learn in Rashi that Chiyuv Nezikin is Gzeiras HaKosuv. Who's that like? Rashbo or like Tosfos? According to Rashbo, is it Gzeiras HaKosuv? According to Tosfos, is it Gzeiras HaKosuv, the Chiyuv Rashbo, the Chiyuv Nezikin? No, that's Samish Mishpotim. In every civilized society, the Torah would expect such a thing. Your money damages, you pay. That's how Tosfos learns. That's not Gzeiras HaKosuv. What's Mechayev? The Tzad HaShove is Mechayev. Mamoincho Shmiroson Alechos Mechayev. You don't need any big deal. You don't need any Torah for that. And Rashi says, no, Gzeras HaKosuv. And in the absence of Gzeras HaKosuv, Potur Legamri. Why? Because this is an ethical thing. The Torah says, I want you to be chayiv in this case, this case, this case, and that case, and this is how much, that's what I want. And that way you learn just the correct balance of Shmiru. That's how the Torah wants it. That's how the Chassam Sofer learns. So it would appear that the Rashbo and Rashi go the one way, which is the same way as this Rosh Hashiva wanted to learn in his understanding of the whole of Nezikin. And Tosfos learns the other way. That's how it would appear. How about the Rambam? The Rambam, the Evan Ezer goes on to the Rambam. Just look at the Loshon in the Rambam, and then you can learn the rest of the Evan Ezer. What's the Loshon of the Rambam? The Rambam starts off Hilchos Nezikin. The Rambam starts off, Kol nefesh chayo shehi b'reshusoi shel odom. Any animal which is in the reshus of a human being, under a person's control, shehizika, which is damaged, habaylim chayovin l'shalim, the baylim have to pay. Why? Shehare mamoyinom hizik, says the Rambam. That's it. Shehare mamoyinom hizik. Shehare mamoyinom hizik. Sorry. Who does? Yes, that's what I said. Ibn Ezra comes on to analyzing that Rambam. He doesn't take it so simply that it's like that shita, but the pashtus of the Rambam is Sharei Mamu. That's the reason you chayav, because Mamu in a music. And that the Ibn Ezra goes on to analyze. If you just look at the next few lines. Not because the Torah wants you to be shomer. The big question then comes in. What happens if I have an ox? And I'm going on holiday, so I give my ox to Ian to be shomer. He's got a sheepdog after all, so I figure that Ian and his sheepdog together will be able to be shomer my ox. And David walks down the road, the sheepdog schloffing, and the ox doesn't take the like the look of him, and he comes out and he gives him a gesunte legichave. David comes and he's toim. Who is he toim from? Who was negligent in Shmira? Ian. Whose moment is the ox? Mine. But the din is that Ian is chayiv. Whatever he is, anything is chayiv, that's his chiyuv, it's chayiv b'shmira. If he hasn't looked after it sufficiently to stop it going, he hasn't fulfilled his obligation to the shomer. Sorry? No. If he says, I did, he was on a chain and in a cage and he broke out, then that's onus. But if he was running around and Ian says, I don't know what happened, I left the sheepdog looking after him, and normally the sheepdog is okay with these kind of... that's what he is, a sheepdog. What's the difference in a sheep and an ox? says Ian, then we'll say he has been negligent in his duties. So if we're looking at al-Shmiro, then he's the bad guy. If it's al-Shmamoinim, it's my money that was mazik. What's the difference in... Oh, so that's what he goes into. That's the next thing that the Evan Ezer goes into. So there, that Rashbo, I want you to learn, but it's not necessary for the next Shir Dafka. That piece of Rashbo that I referred to, that you need to learn over the next few days. This Evan Ezer, I think that we should learn through, because it touches on the whole essence of this, of the issue of what is the Mechayev. And that we're learning that this is Gufa Machlokes, Rashbo and Tosfos, and it appears that Rashi goes Beshitas Harashbo, and the Tosfos goes with a different shita. It appears the Rambam goes Beshitas Tosfos, and it will be necessary as we go through the Masechta to understand the different schools of Rishonim, otherwise we won't have a clue as to how they function and what they say if we don't understand the yesodis on which they're built. And this is the fundamental yesod. What is nezikin all about? Or why are you chayev? This is the bottom line of it all, which comes just as an aside in a little Tosfos. It's quite on a different issue altogether, which is quite interesting. I'm sorry I took the time up this morning, but I had to sort out that other shiur. What we decided was that on Sunday morning they're going to learn with each other.